this Milan case?
Yeah, there was an attempt to snatch a Rembrandt from a gallery. A farcical attempt.
Farcical? How?
The thief simply tried to lift the painting off the wall and walk out with it. He was arrested in seconds.
Well, I suppose there are similarities.
I haven't finished. Later that evening, while the guards were still busy congratulating themselves, the picture quietly disappeared. It's never been seen since.
Oh, that's clever. Lull them into a false sense of security, then strike for real.
Exactly.
But how does that fit in with this case? The diamond didn't disappear from the museum.
Ah, yes, but the damage to the scepter was an unforeseen complication. If it hadn't happened, I'll wager there would have been a break-in that night. As things turned out, it wasn't necessary.
Because the stone was very obligingly taken somewhere else.
Somewhere considerably easier to burgle.
So whoever put Sanders up to the first attempt also pulled the actual theft?
It's highly improbable. If I can study the crimes of the past, then so can someone else.
Then let's talk to Sanders again. Get the name.
You won't. You'll be wasting your time.
I can be very persuasive, Mr. Holmes.
Use your brain, man. Sanders knew perfectly well he'd be caught. What's the only reason for him to have agreed to do it?
I suppose if someone had some hold of
money. Enough money waiting for him when he comes out to make the whole thing worth his while. He's not going to do anything to antagonize his employer, however persuasive you get.
So we're looking for someone not short of a bob or two. Look, Mr. Holmes, I'd be grateful if this didn't go any further, but, well, it has struck me that Lord Cantlemere...
Yes, it struck me too. But it doesn't make any sense, does it? No, 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 no. What is it?
Just to clear your tray, sir.
Yeah.
Mr. Holmes, that was a very fine piece of lamb. You haven't so much as touched it.
Digestion saps the energy.
Yeah, the energy. Yes, you've told me before. I didn't believe it then, and I don't believe it now.
My dear Mrs. Hudson, I do not require forced feeding at regular intervals. I'm not some zoological specimen.
No, one of those would be far less bother. Things not going your way, then, sir.
Oh, my brain seems to have emulated Watson and taken itself off somewhere else.
Now, that's quite enough of that. Perhaps it would help to talk about it.
I doubt it.
Well, then, you talk and I'll listen. It'll help you get things straight in your mind.
Well, there's precious little to talk about.
No, I'm sure that's not true. No clues at all. No suspects.
Mrs. Hudson, how long have you had these inclinations towards detective work?
About as long as I've been reading the doctor's stories.
Those wretched stories have a lot to answer for.
They're very good stories as well, you know. Now, come along, I want to help. What's that poor piece of paper you've nearly scribbled to death?
It's a list. Everyone who was present when the attempt was made on the jewels.
And why are they important?
Well, because in order to steal something, you have to know where it is, or where it's been taken. The only people who could have known that the Mazarin stone was in Lord Cantlemere's possession are the people on this list.
So, one of them must be the thief.
They're all working for him, or with him, either voluntarily or otherwise. Sit down, Mrs. Hudson. This is giving me a pain in my neck.
Thank you, sir. Have you talked to them yet?
Mrs. Hudson, your method of listening seems to involve asking an inordinate number of questions.
Yes, sir, it does, doesn't it? Would you prefer me to leave?
Yes, I've talked to all of them and learned absolutely nothing.
Then there's no point in just making lists of their names and creating more litter for me to clean up, is there? What did you find out from the scene of the crime?
That our jewel thief is an uncommon burglar. The break-in at Cantlemere's house was the cleanest I've ever seen.
You can tell a good deal about a man from how tidy he is. Or how untidy.
Not a footmark, not a broken blade of grass, not a speck of mud or a smear of dust, nothing.
Well, when you catch him, I'd like to meet him. I've been taking gentlemen lodgers for more years than I care to remember. And the only time my room has been that clean was when there was nobody in them.
Exactly the point. I keep coming back to myself. Perhaps I do have one suspect, but why? What's the motive? It's not logical.
Is it impossible?
No.
Well, then, you shouldn't rule it out, should you? Eliminate the impossible.
And whatever remains, however improbable...
must be the truth.
Mrs. Hudson, have you memorized every one of my pronouncements to Watson?
Oh, no, sir. Only the sensible ones. It's a good principle.
Yes, it is.
Then perhaps you should follow it.
Yes, perhaps I should. Thank you, Mrs. Hudson.
You're more than welcome, sir. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to dispose of this. I dare say the cat will enjoy it.